Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. All right, today we are talking about three alarming housing stats. Should we be concerned? Let's talk about it. Okay, so from time to time, little data points get thrown out in the housing market. And, a lot of times, some of them get misconstrued. They become big talking points on national media and all sorts of different things. And a lot of that can really affect the sentiment of home buyers, home sellers, even builders and people in the trade. So I want to talk about three stats that I've seen recently, and are they concerning or are they not concerning? And we'll go over that and hopefully give you guys a better understanding of what's going on here. All right, so let's talk about the first stat that I saw. Existing home sales down 15.3% year over year. This was from the National Association of Realtors. And it uses August data. So fairly recent, obviously, with housing stats. We're in the end of October already, so we don't even have September stats yet. So we always have to go back. Data can be a little misleading when it's, a month and a half old. But, on the surface, that does not sound good, right? I mean, sales down 15.3%. I've seen other places that said home sales are down over 20%. But according to the National Association of Realtors and all the tracking that they do, it's down 15.3%. Okay. Again, on the surface, doesn't look good. But is that really the case? I say no. And here's why. Look at the average sales price and look at the inventory that we have. And it's going to tell a very different story. All right? A healthy housing market, and if you've listened to this podcast before, you've heard me say this, Dad, a healthy housing market should have 6 months of inventory. We're at 4 months of inventory right now. Now, that has went up. I'm going to address that too, but a healthy market has 6 months. We're only at four, and that just recently went to four. It was like 2.6, 2.7 months. So the amount of inventory has started to increase in the market. That is a little more concerning, but the inventory level is still below the average and healthy amount. So when you have lower inventory, you're likely going to have less number of sales. This is an example, just recently, I went to the grocery store this weekend. I wanted to go buy some strawberries and some fruit, some bananas. They had no strawberries, none, not even one on the shelf. I went over to the bananas and they're all brown with spots on them already. And I'm like, I'm not buying these. Didn't have a lot of them and they're all brown. Then I went over to the milk and they didn't have any half gallons of milk. They only had full gallons. I don't drink that much milk. So, okay. Now, if I was shopping by myself, I would have walked out the door. I would have bought a darn thing. I was there with my wife. She still had things she wanted to get from that store. So we bought what she wanted to get there. We went down the road to a different grocery store. They had all the stuff that we needed, and then we bought the rest of it. So we had to make two trips. But my point is, if you don't have inventory, you're not going to have the sales. I would have just had one trip, one shopping experience at one store, but they didn't have the inventory we needed, so we had to go somewhere else. So a lot of that number can be inventory related. And I think that's a big part of it. Now, is it all of it? No. Obviously, rates are higher and things like that, and it's slowed people from making decisions. But should we be really alarmed by the number of sales going down? Not when inventory is still really low. The other thing is the median home price has went up. It's up 3.9% from 1 year ago. 3.9%. So the sales price is going up. The inventory is still low, but the number of sales is down. Okay. If the inventory was high and sales were down and sales prices were down, that is a huge massive concern. We don't have that. We have prices going up. We still have low inventory, and we just have lower number of sales because of it. It's a supply problem more so than a demand problem, for sure. Okay, that one's been debunked. Let's talk about the next housing stat that could be alarming. All right, this one is the average mortgage payment is above $2,300. Is this alarming or not? Well, we need some context to that, right? What's a $2,300 mortgage payment? Well, let's look at this. In 2022, the average mortgage payment was $1,768. So, not quite, about, $500-some dollars, maybe $532, I think, to be exact. That's a huge jump, right? I mean, you spend an extra $500 per month for an entire year. I mean, you're at over $6,000 in extra expense. Yeah, you're falling behind as a homeowner. But again, if your home prices are going up, which they are, because I just mentioned that stat that home prices are up 3.9% from 1 year ago. Yes, your mortgage payment's higher, but your property is getting worth more. So it's an alarming stat. It's a little disturbing. It's getting high, and that's because the rates have increased so much, more so than anything. But at least the value of that home is continuing to go up. Now, I've seen other data that have said the average sales price is up 7.6%. Okay? So that makes you feel a little better because, again, your rent, if you rented, that would be going up too, and you're getting nothing for it. So, again, in terms of context, you know, on a whole, if you're just talking all homeowners and their average payments going up, yes, that's not good. But if you're talking in terms of all residences and you look at how much apartment rent has gone up, and we've talked about that in a previous podcast, and the mortgage payment's going up, but the value of your property is going up, at least you're getting equity, you're getting value out of it. It's frustrating that the mortgage payment is that much higher. And I think we're getting to that point where we're at this sort of precipice with these interest rates. And I've been saying I think they are going to go down end of this year, probably the first month or two of next year more likely, because they want to stimulate the economy for the 2024 election. I think that's likely. And I think we're at this sort of precipice point where if they take the rates up any higher, then the inventory is going to start to balloon and it's going to shut things off. Right now, people are still doing transactions because a 7-ish% mortgage rate is historically normal. But when we start to go over 8, that basically shuts everything down. So we are right at that point. And if it goes the other way and they start to drop the rates, you're going to see more of a spike in sales price, you're going to see a spike in cost of construction, and you're going to see a lot more transactions. And that inventory level is going to drop right back down to that, 3 or 2.5 month inventory mark if we have some rate decreases coming up. So we're really at this tipping point right now. We're at the tip of the spear here, and we could go one direction or not. It's like pushing a boulder up a hill. We got it right to the little peak of the hill. And I kind of feel like either direction we go is going to start to move something in a bigger way. Or they could just leave it where it is and it's going to sit perched up there for a little while and see what happens. That could also be a likely scenario. So it's going to be very interesting what the Fed's decision is coming up here in the next 2 to 3 months and how it will greatly affect the housing market. Okay, now the last stat. And should we be alarmed or should we not be alarmed? The median income needed to afford a median-priced home. Let me repeat this because this is really important. The median income needed to afford a median-priced home. So this is across the United States. How much do you have to earn to be able to afford an average home sale here in the United States? And this is per Redfin that did this study. This came out yesterday, and it kind of blew my mind. You need $114,627 of income to afford a median-priced home in the United States. $114,000 and 600 and some change. Wow. Wow, that's all I can say. That is a huge amount of income to afford a house, an average type home. That is alarming. And I'd like to say, and I'd like to be able to justify it, say, no, don't worry about that. But I really can't. Because this is something I've been harping on for a long time. I've been harping on the fact that housing affordability is a huge challenge in this country. And nothing is really significantly being done about it. And if this doesn't wake up some people, I don't know what will. But we have an affordability problem. And again, when you let's aggregate some of these other stats that we talked about, and you say, okay, you know, people are still buying houses. The price of these houses is still continuing to rise. Interest rates are rising, and yet the housing price is still going up. The inventory is still going, you know, staying low. It means we have more demand for housing than we have supply. And we can't replace these older, cheaper, smaller homes with new homes because they cost too damn much. Pardon my language, but they do. And for a variety of reasons. And I've been harping on this housing affordability thing for a while now. And this is just more evidence of it. There's more evidence that this is what we're dealing with. And there's some data out there. You know, I mean, National Association of Realtors said the median home price is $407,100. That used to be in the 250s. Now we're in the 400s. So a median home is over $400,000. Now there's another place that aggregates stats, Motley Fool. They say $430,000 is the, now they say average home sale price. So median and average, that can be different. But they say $430,000 is the average home sale price right now in the United States. So again, that's expensive. That's an expensive home. And, you know, you look at the current mortgage rates and, you know, if somebody's borrowing that kind of money, you know, if they could, even if they have the 10 or 20% down, you know, and they're borrowing, you know, $380,000 at now 7.5%, that's a substantial payment for them. And then you look at the food cost and, you know, people are spending, I think it's like $6,000 a year on food, just for groceries. And it used to be like four. So, you know, you're spending more on your housing costs, you're spending more on your food costs. That means other things go away. You know, the trips, the movies, the concerts, sporting events, birthday presents, maybe Christmas presents. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this shakes out. Are people just going to use their credit and debt and borrow more, hoping that this just goes away? Or are they going to say, hey, we have to make some serious cutbacks? And I think we're seeing that already. And I expect that potentially to continue for a while until these interest rates go down. But it's interesting. So yes, that stat is alarming. The other two stats I'm not alarmed by. I think there's a lot of health in the housing market. There's still a lot of gains in the housing market because of the low inventory. And certainly for builders, there's still opportunity to build and build homes. We need homes. That's not going to stop or change. So that's the good news. The bad news is you're paying a lot more for it. But if you own one, it's worth a lot more too. So there's some definite positives there. So two out of the three, not concerning, but the third stat, when you have a median income needed of over $100,000, now $114,000 to buy a home, that's alarming. And here's another stat that I failed to give you with this. In my state here of Wisconsin, the median income of the whole state is $73,330. So the median income needed to buy a home is 1.5 times that of the median income of the whole state. That's scary. Now, obviously, I don't have the median income needed for just Wisconsin, but that's scary. You got average people making $73,000 and you need $114,000 plus to buy a median home. That's pretty scary. That's an alarming stat. So what does this tell people? We got to work on housing affordability. That has to become a focus in the near future. If we don't start doing it, it's only going to get worse and worse. And our next generation especially is going to pay for that.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.